Yes, I think there were divisions. I mean, there were even in Round Table, the people who had who were much more established in the town were certainly slightly separate at times from some of the others. But that's natural because it's purely a question of having known people for so long. But I don't think I noticed any reaction to newcomers in Hatfield as might have happened in some places. I don't really think that there was any animosity to people, to newcomers. A new town being placed upon an old one.
Yeah.
Any barriers like that was concerned. No. But we were a very young town. When I moved here, I well remember a statistic being given of the average age of Hatfield being 17 and a half years, because there were so many young parents and young children that reduced the average age.
Yeah.
Slightly different now. I think there were great attempts to develop a community spirit. When we first came here, the Development Corporation had a reception for us in the hall at the Hilltop, and the idea of that was to meet the local dignitaries, Barbara Cartland, who was the county councillor at the time, and Reg Simmons, and one or two other people. There was a great effort to establish groups, interest groups of varying sorts. And as with most places, I think this took a long time. Certainly, the national newspapers ran stories of the dearth of interest in this new town, relating to people that had been used to having a lot of entertainment provided on their doorstep, who travelled out, who'd lived in London. The construction of them, mainly in concrete, was cold, but that was the material of the time. I think we had some very useful shops. We had some very useful dress shops for ladies. We had some good family grocers and butchers and greengrocers. And they provided very good services. But I think Hatfield was developed at the time when people started to get cars. And I wonder if that wasn't part of the problem with Hatfield, in that a lot of people wanted to go elsewhere to look at other places and to shop elsewhere. And I think for the people who do the complaining about Hatfield, if they'd spent more of their money where they lived, they might still have more facilities than they have now. And I really think the people of Hatfield have got themselves to blame for the particular position that the town finds itself in now, disproportionately to anywhere else, because some of these changes have taken place everywhere.